So today we conclude our series of all these questions that we asked, and we kind of flipped last week and this week, appropriately so. And so we end, I guess, nicely on the question, why should we evangelize? This is a big question for people, right? Well, really, when you think about it, what Kathy just read, why should we evangelize, is because it literally is the one thing Jesus told us to do when he ascends into heaven. He says, you're going to go out into all the earth and you're going to make disciples. This is what you will do. Great commission. And in fact, all the good things which we do in the world, our acts of love, our acts of compassion, our desire to see people made whole, springs from this command. And part of that idea of making disciples is, as Jesus said, we are to teach people to obey everything Jesus commanded. And so from the first generation of Christians on, passed to all believers in all times, the words of Jesus have been communicated and recommunicated. Why? Well, it's because when we get to that confession that we read in Romans today, to say the idea that Jesus Christ is Lord, and when we believe in our hearts and we confess with our mouths that God has raised Jesus from the dead, we're making a statement. And that statement is that we believe God has worked in and through Jesus to bring about a new world. And that we believe that obedience to Jesus is the path by which we enter into that new world, what we would say is called the path of righteousness, of right relationship. So this is kind of why we evangelize. As with all the questions that we've dealt with in the series, however, there's a problem. And the problem is this. Of all the things Christians do in the world, evangelism is probably the most misunderstood act. And in fact, it is misunderstood by Christians. I often will be sitting with, you know, in groups of Christians, and people will say, we need to bring them in so we can get them saved, right? Which seems, I've always thought that was a rather interesting way to talk about salvation, because it's the same way that we talk about selling someone a used car. And so you guys know me right now. I hear something like that, I'm going, okay, we have to poke that with a stick. And so I poke. What do you mean by that? What is your thought about what that means, getting them saved? And oftentimes what it eventually comes down to is they want to help people be assured that they will go to heaven when they die, that they'll get the free ticket to heaven, right? Now look, there is a genuine compassion in that desire that I can't knock. I can't. They're really genuinely concerned about these people for all eternity. It is also probably the easiest way to create an urgency around the gospel. Because the more we become aware of our own mortality, the more we begin to ask ourselves, well, what's next? I don't know. And we want and we search for answers. But here's my question. What if the call to evangelize was about something more wonderful than merely offering people an escape from the fires of hell at some point in the future? What if it was about more than the assurance of just going to heaven when you die? What if this call to evangelize was about offering people an opportunity to experience the peace of the eternal God, which brings with it forgiveness of sin and breaks the chains of death now, and not just somewhere out then, out there in the future. See, when we change the scope of what it means to be granted salvation, it also changes the way we evangelize. Because what we do in this world, how we live this life, matters. We are not simply killing time till Jesus comes back or calls us home. And this is important. It's something that we need to communicate as we talk to people about what Christianity actually is. And so Christians need to re-engage with what it means to evangelize. But it should come as no shock. If the nature of evangelism is misunderstood by believers, it is certainly going to be misunderstood by folks who don't believe, right? And in our culture, there is a great number of people who see evangelism as almost abusive, because their image of evangelism is merely the street preacher who is out on the corner yelling at people, because you are not like me, you need to repent. So there. Right? They don't do this, but that's what they mean. And when people encounter these folks who are preaching, usually they do not see God's power and God's love. What they do see is an image of desperate insecurity. They see people who are terrified that they no longer hold sway over the culture and so need to rage out at someone. Other people who look at the nature of evangelism think it's selfish. It's an interesting, isn't it? But they see the free ticket to heaven, or they hear of or encounter series like Left Behind. And they come to the conclusion that Christians are perfectly happy for the world to burn, as long as God snatches them out of the way of the impending destruction. And they think, well, how selfish are you? You guys don't really care what happens to us. And when you encounter people, they'll say, so you think I'm going to hell? Not my call, right? But that's the idea. They see that it is selfish. See, I'm okay, you're not. Nanner, nanner, nanner. So if we're going to come and communicate a better understanding, a more biblical understanding of what evangelism is, we kind of need to get back to the basics. What is evangelism? Well, evangelism really is an invitation. It is not an escape from reality. Jesus never offers that to us. Nor is it an accusation that we're supposed to level at sinners. Usually sinners who are doing sins that we don't ourselves do, right? Our sins are fine, they're forgiven. Your sins, they're just God doesn't like them, right? When we are evangelizing people, we are really offering an open hand, inviting people forward. Not a hand that's ready to slap, but a hand to reach out and to help. That open hand brings with it a call to repentance, because we do have to turn from the things that we are doing in order to seek a new life. But when we make that offer, we are inviting people to experience the peace of the eternal God, the grace and the compassion that God has brought in Jesus, to embrace the wonderful things God has done. And evangelism trusts. See, that's the key. Oftentimes, we just want to get the people signing on the dotted line, but evangelism trusts that when people genuinely respond to that offer and they encounter an experience of the eternal God now, they cannot help but come to the conclusion, as the biblical authors do, that they will taste and see that God is good. And the question is, well, how on earth can we trust that? Well, if we're going to get to that point, we need to remember the well from which evangelism springs. Telling people the good news of Jesus springs from the well of love and compassion, because that's the well from which salvation itself emerges into the world. It was love that led God to send the Son into the world. It was compassion that had Jesus affirming over and over and over again, I will stand with these people. I will stand for these people because they are unable to stand themselves. So why should we evangelize? Well, there's a whole bunch of bad reasons to evangelize. You know, our membership is shrinking and we need to get more people in so that our institution will survive. Bad reason to evangelize. We want bragging rights. Look at all the souls we saved this year. And it amazes me when we talk about that that we forget. It ain't you that saves. It's Jesus who saves. Look at all the people Jesus saved this year. Much different equation. So what's a good reason to evangelize? Well, when we begin to think of evangelism coming from this well of love and compassion, we begin to see that evangelism really emerges into the world and into our desires from a changed life. Changed because we have encountered the peace and the love and the compassion of Jesus, and that cannot help but change who we are. In fact, the more that we come to repentance, the more we become humble before other human beings, and we become more and more ready to offer compassion to the other. We see them as those God has sent his Son to save. This is a huge part of evangelism. Simply living a life of compassion in a world that is mad with anger. Because when we combine compassion and love with that wonderful proclamation, the very first declaration or confession of faith of Christianity, Jesus Christ is Lord. The combination of that can become a light by which people become inspired and learn to seek for something better. So why do we evangelize? When we see people who are lost in the swampy mess that we call sin, they are locked in anger or in fear or in hatred or frustration or loneliness or insecurity or selfishness. How can we possibly keep the good news of God's love and compassion from them? How can we keep from telling them that the path of righteousness, of a whole new world, is open to everyone? And it's open for one reason. Because Christ has died, Christ is risen, and Christ will come again. Amen.